Greetings, audio boomers. It's Lady Gwentleian here with you on this very cold, dreary, frosty Thursday evening. And oops, I just realized that I used my Medieval Reenactment Society title here, which is silly because I cannot lay claim to that on audio boom. I do not possess a ladyship in real life. Sad but true. sorry about that. Anyhow, I have had a song in my head for ages now that actually really makes me think of a few of you here on audio boom, so I thought I would come along and play it for you. It really reminds me of Pilgrim Chris and Omani Blog and also VI Podcasting, but I think a number of you would like it, actually. I really think it would be Calm Water 73's cup of tea, and also perhaps something that Melanie Akpotu would enjoy. And who knows, a lot more of you may enjoy it than I'm thinking of right now. But if you don't like it, you are free to stop it and not listen to any more of it. You have that right. This particular song is by a Canadian indie artist called Heather Dale. She is extremely talented, and even more than that, she is a lovely person. I've been privileged to meet her twice. She's very warm-hearted and kind, and funny too, really funny. She plays piano. I think she plays accordion as well, if I'm not mistaken. Hammered dulcimer, penny whistle, recorder, possibly other things as well that I'm not thinking of right now. And she's also an amazing singer. Most of her music entails songs based on Arthurian legends. But the one I'm going to play now is called Road to Santiago from the album of the same name. And, pardon me, it is about an ordinary peasant who meets all these pilgrims on the road to Santiago Compostela and decides to embark on the pilgrimage himself. It's just a really cool little tune. I think most of you will find it enjoyable. I know it always makes me want to clap along and tap my feet. So this is especially for Pilgrim Chris and Omani Blog because, of course, Chris's theme is all about being a pilgrim, and it's also his last name, which is really neat, actually. And Omani Blog has lately discussed the notion that his life to him is a pilgrimage, that he is on a journey towards something, but that each step on the journey is an important process in itself and a worthwhile undertaking. I'm paraphrasing here, but I hope I've gotten that correct. If not, feel free to correct me on that one. So anyhow, here's this song. I'm going to play it on YouTube simply because I cannot find my CD of it. I know it's around here somewhere, but I can't seem to dig it out, so YouTube luckily has it. But before I play it, I should say that if you're at all interested in this kind of music, Heather Dale's website is www.heatherdale.com. And I would really highly recommend that if you like this, you support her, because she is a struggling artist. She records everything herself. She's got a partner who's also her producer, and he plays some instruments too. But, you know, it's really a struggle for her to be financially successful at this. I think things have gotten a little better for her now than they were when I first met her, but it's always hard when you have your own record label and you're doing things all by yourself, and you don't have a backup, like a backer, sorry. Anyhow, here is this song. If you hear anything from my screen reader before it begins, I do apologize. I'll try not to make that happen, but I can't guarantee it. Oh, blast, sorry.
A townsman's life is even like the dust upon the road, not changing with the seasons, just fortune's fickle load. But sitting on my step and bending hide and thread to task, I saw the first man walking, I saw the first man walking, I saw the first of many walking past. In ones and twos they traveled, the first hints of the wave, with hat and stick and scallop, they would go to see the grave of a saint who'd lived among us. A town he'd come to save as he walked along the road to Santiago. with pennies in their pockets and blisters on their feet. They come within their weariness, the humble and the meek. For while a day could bring them wages, these months would bring release from the road that they were walking. This road that they were walking, this road that led them forth in their belief. Soon the trickle was a torrent, and the torrent was a flood, and like Noah, how they laughed amid the gadflies and the mud. And I wondered what they shared that made such disparate men beloved, as they walked along the road to Santiago.
Bloody screen reader racket there. What I should have done really is turn Jaws off, but I wasn't sure if I would then be able to get the video to play. Anyhow, folks, there you have it. I hope that was enjoyable to some of you. And yes, if you like this, please do consider supporting Heather Dale if you can. And Shannon, please do consider speaking properly. Anyhow, right, I'm done now. Bye!